Hello and welcome to NJ Biz Conversations. I'm your host, Jeff Kanaj. My guest today is Jennifer Chavez. She is the CEO of Babes in Business. Jennifer, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining me. I appreciate it. Now, Babes in Business is a networking group that you started after starting another business, a web design and branding firm called Helpful Rabbit. You started that out of your home in Bradley Beach, as I understood it. But the origin story is interesting. So I'm going to ask you to tell it because I think you're better at it than I am. What was the impetus behind Babes in Business? What happened? What was your experience in starting Helpful Rabbit? And how did that lead to Babes in Business?
Great question. Also, I love the reference of origin story. I'm a huge Marvel movie fan. So I did start my business in our garage apartment in Bradley Beach, and it was for websites and graphic design. And while I was networking, there was just nothing out there that was hitting the mark for me. I was going to all of these 7 a.m. business networking things where there was like one insurance person, one realtor, one website designer. And I wasn't leaving with any business, any connections, no tribe, no sense of family. So it just like wasn't clicking for me. Okay. So I accidentally decided that since I was good at all of these things, I was going to start Babes in Business. Within a week, I created a logo, a Facebook, a one-page website, and I hosted an event. I put out 30 chairs. I thought maybe a few people would show up. It was pouring rain. I was not expecting what happened, which was 70 women showed up. I was so overwhelmed. I couldn't even like speak. My glasses fogged up. I just right there from that moment, I knew I had something.
Okay. So what, how does it work? And what is it? What is it? I mean, you said that there, and the reason I'm getting to this is there are other kinds of networking opportunities for women available. How is this different? How does it work? And what makes it, what distinguishes it from some of the other things that women in business or entrepreneurs might be able to get into?
I like to call it a networking party for female entrepreneurs. So it's not your typical event. We have tons of immersive photo moments, icebreaker activities that are fun. We have local vendors there that you can shop. We also have a panel of inspiring speakers. So you can see women sitting before you who have done it before. Okay. And I think that this event is different because I have seen people, they become like family. They go to each other's weddings, they support each other, and they've gone from, you know, little pop-ups to now storefronts because they're all supporting each other and growing together, which I don't think, because I've gone to these other networking events, that's not what I experience when I go there.
Okay. Now, and I should say that that initial enthusiasm, the 70 folks that you had, obviously it's carried forward. As I understand it, there are now, for lack of a better word, franchises around the country in other states. Is that right?
Yeah, you're correct. After the pandemic, I moved everything online and I realized that if I can get through this, I can get through anything. And I talked to a franchise lawyer and he let me know if I wanted to continue opening them, I had to franchise it. So I did that, a very big hurdle. And I have a franchise now in St. Louis and Fingers crossed, I'm about to have one in Boston.
Oh, very good. Okay. Interesting. Okay. So it is something that translates across the country. What is the most common, for lack of a better word, common complaint you hear from women who come to you to come to these events who are interested in getting to know Babes in Business and starting on work in business? What is it that you hear most often?
It's so funny. There's a common thread and I don't think that any of them actually realize it unless I tell them. Everyone feels like they have imposter syndrome, that they're not good enough, that they don't belong, that they can't have this. And then when they come to this event, they have this aha moment that all these people are staring you in the face and telling you, you're amazing, you can do this. And not only are you going to do it, but you're going to take it even farther than you think.
Okay. And obviously these are women who have done it before. Yes. I mean, so it's right in front of them. The evidence that they can do it is right in front of them. So
yeah.
Right. Okay. One of the things that I hear a lot when talking to women who have already started a business or are trying to is the lack of access to capital. And part of that does come from the lack of having a network, an old boys network, for lack of, again, to use the archaic term. Do you hear that? And B, is there anything that Babes in Business does to sort of alleviate that kind of that kind of discrepancy?
I do hear that. And I think that by putting all these women together, we're able to tap into each other's resources. So it has become wildly helpful. Like, I'll use myself as an example. It was way more expensive than I thought to start a franchise. Like, it was, I think it was like around 50K. And I didn't have those funds like right off the bat. So having all these women to tap into and find where you can get grants and money is super helpful.
Okay. Another issue that comes up over and over again, unfortunately, is the existence of gender bias and stereotypes. Again, how does being around other women help these folks sort of learn strategies for dealing with that, or do they not, or is it there, are they not facing that as much these days?
I know that that is an issue, and I did experience that in the beginning of my career, but I think now that we all have our own companies, we're able to not have to deal with that, which is obviously a perk. You know, Babes in Business is, I've had people ask all the time, like, can men come? And I do say guys are babes too. If you're respectful of the space, you are more than welcome to come. But it's for us. It's for us to, you know, help each other out.
Okay. What kind of follow-up do you do with some of the folks who come to your events and get involved in Babes in Business? I'm asking because I'm curious if you could sort of, without naming names, give us an example of someone who really found their way, by coming to one of your events or by talking to the people that you're dealing with.
I think I could use someone who's like working for me right now. I talk to a lot of people through direct messages. We have 70K followers, but I still answer all of the messages myself. And I love to use voice memo. So I try to connect with as many people as possible. I think that's really important to not lose sight of the person who's behind the company. And also, it's just such a passion of mine. So if I meet you and we're clicking and I can hire you, like this person, Ashley, she's an illustrator. She now works for me. She freelances for my other company. Okay. She started her own company. Her goal was to quit her full-time job, and she has. So I see that so much. People come, they're miserable. They're working a 9-to-5. They want to quit, and then they get to. I see that all the time with Babes in Business.
Okay, well, that's what I was going to ask. Is the next question was, what kind of success rate do you think you have? I mean, you see it all the time. Those 70 people who show up, the people who come to your events, do most of them stick it out, do you think?
I do. I think a large percent of them, I would say about 80% are trying or already working on it and have established businesses. And the other 20% that come are looking for that spark, and they find it and they keep coming. I call them OG Babes in Businesses. They just keep coming to the events, you know?
Okay. So what does it look like for the future? I know you mentioned St. Louis. What else is there more of that kind of expansion in the cards for you at this point?
So this year has been all about expansion for me. My own events went from around 80 to 100 people to now 250 to 300 people at much larger venues. And we went from 15 vendors to 50 vendors.
Oh, okay.
So as much as I expand my business, I'm able to expand the blueprint of it and also do that in the other locations. So for me, it's expanding mine and then also expanding the other ones and opening as many as I can, because I would just like to see women, you know, having as many businesses as they possibly can.
Okay. And for folks watching this, obviously are going to be in New Jersey. It sounds to me like most of what you do is centered down the shore. Is that right? Or does it occur around the state?
We have one in Central Jersey. I'm also hosting events in Egg Harbor, which is south. And then I have another Babes in Business in North Jersey. So, and we're starting one in Mercer County. So we're kind of all over Jersey.
Okay. So anyone who wants to come to one, there's not one that's a long way away for pretty much anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. They can find tickets at babesinbusiness.com.
That was the last thing I was going to ask. Was anybody? Okay. Babesinbusiness.com. Yes.
Yes.
Excellent. Check it out. Jennifer Chavez, CEO of Babes in Business and founder of Babes in Business. Thank you very much for joining me. I appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you for watching. Until next time, stay safe, everyone.